Fire.
Give thanks alive. That's a serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread, and we have to give thanks for everyone tuning in for those types of people who've been supporting the thing, who've been sharing the reasoning. We truly are grateful for that, right? I have to remind you, if you get free time, make sure you check out the story of Jamaica's most famous shirt, the Mesh Marina, part of IWTV.
Yeah, go wear it one of them days.
Come on. We'll wear it one day. Then we have Far Right. Look out for Far Right. New album coming out soon. EP still there. Disrupting the Status Quo. Make sure to check it out. Link in the description. Also, website is revamped. It's still in the works, but revamped. Make sure you check it out. IneverKnewTV.com. You can actually search the website now. You can find the word to actually find stuff. So we still there populating it, right? But we are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's fine.
Again, thanks for that. Same way. Far Right, what were we reasoning about today?
Well, today we are reasoning about something interesting in regards to the tourism sector. And I feel like them reasoning are always coming, but it's always touchy in a way because enough people don't understand how economics work. And this is one thing that affect economics and affect mentality too. So we are talking about how majority of tourists who visit Jamaica, them not get to experience what the real Jamaica is to the everyday person. So them a live in an alternate universe, as we don't want to call it. You know?
Reality meds, Far Right, because I was just down Jamrock with my family. Respect to my mother and father for the vibes. Brother was there. And this is the way it works. When people go to Jamaica, right, two ways of getting there legally is plane or boat. Now, if you take the plane, right, most likely you're part of a package, unless you met some rent-a-dread previously that's going to pick you up, or some cistern or some mix-up, but usually on a shuttle with a bunch of people, right, they're going to drop you at different hotels, or if it's private, they're going to drop you directly to your destination. Now, they may stop. The place that they stop is not necessarily the local place. It's more a sanctioned place within that ecosystem of tourism, right? Stop there. You have your jerk chicken, your festival, your beer. They're going to offer you some herb, offer you some coke, offer you whatever they're going to offer you, right? After that, now you're going to go directly to the hotel. You hear what I'm saying, Far Right? You went from hotel, airport to the air-conditioned bus to the sanctioned food destination if the trip too long, and you go to your hotel. While you're at the hotel is not a reflection of Jamaican society. First of all, workers, right? And I will say this, who's offended by it is what it is. Hospitality is not a skill many Jamaicans have. We're not that good at hospitality collectively, right? For many reasons. But when you go to the hotel, even despite that, people are kind of yanking, right? So they're not within their true essence because they have to meet the demands of the foreign clientele. You go to the hotel, they have a buffet. At this buffet now, you may think because you're in Jamaica, you're eating this great Jamaican produce, not realizing that you're eating the same crap that you're eating from America, right? Most people don't even jump too deep. And this is what I learned too, observing. People don't jump too deep into the Jamaican cuisine, Fire. Stop saying jerk chicken. Like, let's be clear. People come like they don't eat the fish because many people are turned off with the fish with the head on it. I remember I had American friends out there. It was like, yo, it really creeped them out, you know? It's like, because they're not used to that. So you do that. When you do a day trip now, right, it's either set up by the hotel or you set up with a system. Even if you have a driver, maybe you'll stop somewhere, but usually it's on a group vibe. You're going to get back on the bus, go directly to your destination. Usually eat at the destination, go back on the bus, go back. Now, for my people that come on the boat, E-line, you get off the boat. I guess you have a duration of time. You could be on the island. You get a taxi. You go straight to the destination. You go back. During all these interactions, during this time, all right, you're not interacting with any Jamaicans. You're just not. You're not experiencing the culture. It's like, and I was at the airport. I was sitting in customs just taking the vibe. And I just think people don't come to Jamaica to go to Jamaica. They go to Jamaica to have access to a beach and to have unlimited access to cheap alcohol and food. I think that's the sort. They just want a beach. So the beach could have been anywhere. It just so happened that the package you purchase or you can afford put you in Jamaica. But they just want a beach, and they want alcohol, and they want food. Because you've been to all-inclusive already, far, right? And you know how the food situation stay. You got a million people at the hotel. How much food you going to cook all these people for? You can't cook no quality food for these people. It's the most watered-down version of certain things. You know, so when a man tell me he went to Jamaica, I just sit and smile like, yeah. Now you have some rural warriors that's out there fighting all over the place doing their thing. You know, but that's not the majority. You know, so go ahead.
But you know, say I want to lie, say even them one the way, all right. I'll make sure some simplify the thing again, you know. I've not astray from the simplification of the thing, you know, because even the ones them who don't get programmed to the hotel scene, even those tourists still don't experience the real Jamaica. Because why am I say that? The average citizen, where the law we apply to the average citizen, or the treatment we apply to the average citizen, when it comes to the tourists, just know, say, it's a total different law, you know? So the tourists are like the golden goose at places like Jamaica. Because, you know, I think, like, if you think about, like, 3 years of work or something like that, you think about GDP, tourism contribute to about 30% of the GDP, and it stays somewhere in the range. I think due to the whole pandemic and thing, it did fluctuate year over year and them thing there, but it's still in the same range in regards to the amount of money we bring in and to the gross, it build up to the gross domestic product, right? Well, it's some billions of dollars a year. So them treat it like them golden goose. So if anything happened to a tourist, then it's like a big deal because you slow down them sector, so them player will put a lot of energy in it. So whatever apply to a tourist might see it and say, oh, this place is so peaceful, this place is so nice. All of these things we are going, these people are so genuine. But them no overstand, say, yeah, them have them genuine to you, but not in them genuine everyday interaction with each other, because them no one affect you, because if them try harm you, are coming your way in any form of offensive manner, then they might lose them golden goose. So you get treated like a god par earth.
Farah, I do want to say, and I want to go back to the GDP 30%, but I want to touch on this before I lose my argument. I'm trying to get better with that. You know, there's a double standard with that. And I'll say why. When it comes to women, tourists, they don't get the protection as men and family. So it seems like as long as it's, you're protected against a violent crime, not necessarily theft, but you're not protected against sexual crimes. Because I've known over the years, it seems, and don't take this as any type of accurate statistic, but it seems Jamaica has a higher rate than most places of, I don't know if sexual is abusive, the proper term, or I don't know if I... Yeah, like sexual abuse of tourists or rapes of that type of vibe. But they don't seem to get solved. They seem to brush them up under the table because obviously it would hurt the brand. But in regards to violence, I think with physical violence now, they put the hammer down on people and people know not to really trouble a tourist. So that's why I want to say it's a double standard. With this GDP thing, right? I remember the brilliant Dr. Knife and even the great Dr. Harton was speaking about it. The thing I don't understand is that they always mention the benefit of tourism to the country, but at the same time, majority of that money doesn't touch the island. So I'm kind of confused in the sense of the financial benefit. Yes, I understand you have restaurants there or particular tourist attractions, but in regards to that revenue, from what I understand, is that, first of all, majority of the hotels are owned by international companies. The money never touches the island because when you pay online, it goes to them. I guess in regards to providing jobs, that's what they're referring to, and I guess other.
Yeah, so it refers to several different things. So the job market are one main thing. So one main thing will contribute to the GDP. Because you know, if the unemployment rate fluctuate, then the GDP that thing will change, and then yeah, I think more the spending, as they said, the spending will occur within the economy itself on a local basis. Plus, all of these companies, even though most of them hotels are owned by the Spanish and all of these different overseas investors, them still depend on local style. So any farm thing where them to generate from local style, they might have to pay taxes and all of these things. So everything's supposedly be a circulate within the local economy, and then the foreign exchange rate, where all of them foreigners that come, more US dollars are got inner circulation, or more whatever, euros, pounds are got inner circulation. And when you add that plus by the way our remittance setup, so that plus the remittance in itself to make things circulate, and then it affect the GDP on a whole abroad scale too.
No, I said that makes sense for if you're construction and all these things, right? One thing I want to touch on also is the highway, right? Reason with a bridge running Jamaica. And he mentions it's not my idea, so I ain't trying to pirate people's idea. The bridge should mention it. And I thought it was interesting. I never thought about it. He was saying that. He's speaking about the highway, right? This man don't know me like that far, so he don't really know, like, you know, he was just talking. He was mentioning, he said how the highway has been very detrimental to the economy of Jamaica because it destroyed so much sub-economies on that path. And I ain't breathing far out. I said that makes sense because when, respect to my Spain Town family, when we used to go somewhere far, every Jamaican know you always stop on the roadside somewhere at some random spot, you know, right? You talk, socialize, that vibe. But the highway kind of cut out that whole vibe because there's nowhere to stop. You're on the highway, it's just a straight shot. So every man that had the little this and that that depended on that traffic, because remember, the way it's set up for a lot of people, their neighborhood may not support, they may not be dependent on their immediate neighborhood for their livelihood. They're dependent on traffic. So if you deviate the traffic that they've been getting for decades now, far as it's a way, because what they're selling is not really what the local people or their people really need or at a price point that they could work with, you know? So it kind of makes sense. When you think about how this highway really disrupted a lot of economies that depended on that traffic, you know?
I too, because I have the reason, me and someone have the reason for hours already, you know? So I two things that is, so it's infrastructure to any nation, of course, very important, which the infrastructure, we know, say Chinese, them dependent on the infrastructure, which is a bad thing. So we're not getting at that right now. Infrastructure is important. So places like this highway for cut timing back and forth to certain different parts of the island for connect back the west coast back to the north coast, all of these things very important. But when we feel like, say, we always discuss one part, but we now discuss the other. So the two things them when we feel like very important in the conversation there, when we talk about the highway, is one, innovation. A lot of these places, like I talk about Faith Spin and them type of places in Jamaica, you should stop them and get them roast yam and all of these different things and corn and them something there. These places, they're not really coming with innovation. So the people them in themselves have to have a collective stance and them have to have innovation or to move with an innovative sense with that. And then the second part of that is the innovation, is the innovation and the application of the government itself. So the government supposed to know that these things generate a lot of things for the local people them in regards to feed them earnings to send them youth to school and all of these things. So how the government knows that, bam, we're going to improve the infrastructure of the country. And if we improve the infrastructure, how do we incorporate that with the daily living of these entrepreneurs who are here and are a foundation to the reputation of Jamaica itself? And a foundation to the small people them we are doing a hustle every day. And the government have to put some form of regulation to make sure that along with the innovation of the people them too, make the food start generating the economy the right way. Same way, and these places still become important. But them what instead them focus on the infrastructure and then them lose sight of these small to medium entrepreneurs and overstand say, two of them go hand in hand for you, because if you improve the infrastructure of a company and yet still the people them are lose profit based off of things where them used to go and type on the local road them when people are traveling, them used to make more money the way they. Then you have an next frustration. So it's like them are fix one gap, but yet still them are loosen back the other end, and it now make no sense, cause it just squits it out and then it's like there's no real progress to take place. Because you take one step forward and two step backward.
And based on their history, I feel that the thought pattern that you expect them to have is unrealistic because of outside they demonstrated that they don't have this broad view. Because it seems the highway was there are many weird theories about the highway. I don't want to get a conspiracy theory on here, but it seems that on surface it was made for tourism and transportation of bigger companies. As you said, disregarding all the other people that benefit from that route and not caring. It's not even not caring about their inability to contribute to the economy. And that, I guess they just figure their contribution is not enough, so disregard. You know, so political leaders, we wish them the best, you know, but they don't, I don't know. They got a lot going on. But for my people going to Jamaica now, and this is another thing too, in defense, I want to say this. I know people want to say this. In defense, I know when people book these trips, right, as their last dollar, right, and they just slap it on the credit card. So they go there, they don't go there looking to spend the next penny. I'm aware of that. But with a little more work and due diligence, you can actually have a more, you can have a more culturally beneficial trip, I don't know else how to say it, by putting a little more work in regards to staying at a smaller place and eating different places. It'll be more beneficial. You can go out to different places because there are a lot of great places there. It just seems like there, it's like a boys club in a sense with this tourist thing in these restaurants, right? And if you're not in that little circle, good luck, you know, because like it's just like they're getting all the traffic on the routes. You know, and that's not necessarily the best representation of Jamaican cuisine and Jamaican culture. It's very commercial. There's more to Jamaican cuisine than patties and jerk chicken. I'm not even telling you to go like no. I'm not telling you no plant based or nothing. You know, if you do, we should eat with. But there's more stuff to eat. There are a lot of
local people. Them have flavor to them food and certain different things. Even if we not eat what they eat, they would know that. So them known for some of them like a vibe that the same way. I see the thing is, it kind of strange for a country focus upon external people visiting the country to strive and for the gross domestic product for the at the eye, right? Because think about it, you're supposed to look upon it from a local perspective first, and then you spread it outwards, right? But Jamaica and places like that not do that. So it need people. I think about the beaches them, and all of these places where the hotel them Dunkanka and all of these private places where I dominate the whole thing. The average person at Jamaica now, if them want to go to a beach, them have one and two public beaches. If them do have any at all, and the public beaches them not well kept, none at all, them not have no farmer appeal to them to certain levels. So you realize a tourist tell you one thing about Jamaica and then a person they just ask, wait, that did go on to, so it's like all the tourists that teach them about all some things that take place at Jamaica to see you.
Yeah, but Farai, well, here go the next thing. I went to a place called Doctor's Cave in Montego Bay. I was there in July, right, with my family and just there. The price went up again, Farai, and it's a private beach. Yeah, so it come like, I don't know how much their expenses increase, but it just really seems like a strategy. Like, we don't want certain people in here. That's the whole point of pricing, is to segregate and to control the demographic attending a certain place. Because when I went, I said, this is kind of serving for a beach fire. Then if you want one cheer, you want one umbrella and all that. Hey, just to go to the beach, you pay $100 US for a couple of people here. Imagine that, to go to a beach. Pretty wild when you think about it, right? To go to that beach and get a cheer and get some umbrella. We ain't no food or nothing yet. You know the beach water make you hungry. And fire, I can't eat at the place because one, it's not nothing to eat. But even if I was eating that, the prices are so ridiculous. You know, so it come like the movies in a sense. You know, you want to think you get to the movies, $50 to go to the movies. By the time you buy some popcorn and a little drink and buy two tickets. So it come like they don't want you to be there. If you had $100 US to go to the beach, far right, how you going to do that with average salary about 55 grand, 40 something US? So obviously, no Jamaica not going down there.
That not advertised to them, that I just feel overseas person who come in with a foreign currency. Because everything is foreign, and that match I showed there. So every single thing for them where is good is a foreign based type of mindset, same way, and it's just attracting people overseas, but them neglect the local attraction to local people. And you see, if the moment them start dealing with the attraction to local people, then I feel like say even the whole tourism sector will strive even more, because then the tourists them won't be so scared at the outside Jamaica itself, and them can start even generate more funds into the small and medium businesses them. Because sometimes the tourists them even get very excited when them have an interaction with certain locals on a levels too, you know, because even them fascinated by that, and they overstand say, because them overstand say them blocked off in a sense, you know. Well, some of them do. But it always intrigued them.
I think it's a voyeurism vibe. It's a weird voyeurism thing that they have, you know. But that's a totally different conversation I don't want to get into today. But we do encourage people, when you go down there, to hop around, go around a place. When I go places, I go around. Like, if I go to a different place, I don't really stay, you know. Some people think I'm too adventurous, but I just move around still, you know. And I think, when you're not out at night and you're not there with a bad guy, ain't nobody paying you no money, you know, in my experience, you know. I can't speak about me because people say, oh, you're a tall black dude and this and that, you look serious, maybe. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm not telling you to go nowhere at night. I'm telling you the same spider senses you would use in your home base, right? You're not doing reckless stuff, but it's good to go out and experience places, man, because the place is super dope. And there are a lot more attractions outside of your mainstream attractions, like Dunn's River, fire right. Yo, Dunn's River is not the end all be all down there. There are many places.
Ultimate commercial.
You know? There are many places you could go to that's cheaper, more beautiful, and less traffic, you know. So,
and you see, like even the East Coast of Jamaica, them thing there, which my sister them are kind of do some work on the East Coast too. But the East Coast of Jamaica is a very, very interesting site. So, if people want to visit like all Jamaica to certain levels, the East Coast is untamed natural beauty. Places like Portland and them type of places there, it give you a different type of essence. And then the way how you would approach Jamaica, it won't be so blocked off from what the regular Jamaica is, but you would still get true essence of the thing. You see what I say? So them type of places, they are places that people can tap into. I mean, so when time come to the tourism sector, them normally focus on the North Coast and the West Coast itself, and then the North Coast and West Coast experience are the experience where it all secluded from the regular place. But if you take the eastern part of the country, them type of beauty, they are what I think most people would have offer in their mind if they might think about the true essence of Jamaica. So it's still not yeah, the nitty gritty same way everything, you know, because them type of place, they're more laid back place, and it's not have no violence to certain, because Portland actually, if Portland's a 10 murder a year, that's a big deal, because them places there's not violent at all. Most any form of crime and thing are most domestic business, man. No crime really, them part of country there. So all that hear about is crime in Jamaica and them type of thing there. Now, them place, they don't really see crime and them things they like that. So, them type of place, they will give people a more reality of what Jamaica is. And them can still see the natural beauty, get the same type of vibration. But them overstand what Jamaica is in the truest sense.
Yeah, I have to recommend one more place for our eyes, since you recommended one. Treasure Beach, right? St. Elizabeth, all those places, easy, quiet. It's okay to stay at these guest house, Airbnb and all that. But one thing I did notice, you remember earlier, that's just the last thing. You remember earlier I stated people want to go down there just to the food and the drink. All right, you know what's going on right now? You know, people booking a ticket and running up their credit card to go down there just to take pictures, to go post pictures for, all right? I saw the thing with my own eyes, yo. Couldn't believe it, yeah. They're not there. They don't business. Yeah, this thing's so crazy. Yo, they don't business what's going on in nature, far right. They just deer take. Hey, I see people. Listen, I was at the beach. Yo, these people didn't even get in the water. They did not get in the water. They got there. All they did was take pictures and leave, far right. So in my mind, and this is numerous people. It's not one set of people that say, well, this is unique. This is a numerous set of people. So that's telling me that they came here just to take pictures, far right, and put them up on social media. Yeah. So that's telling me they ran up their credit card just to go take pictures and put it up on social media.
And that's an hour that it that's the next remember we're done the top with the progress report and right.
That's the next part of the culture, because last thing I want to tell you about this thing. Because the reason I'm bringing it up far, we got to move away from this, is unhealthy. We took the daughter to Rick's Cafe, which was overwhelming to me, far. It could come like some pool party over there, because pure nakedness and all that. And it was
my nigger.
Yeah, it was overwhelming for me, right? Listen, you know how you jump into the thing? The sister jumped into numerous people, but it's one person that really stuck out. She jumped into the thing, far, right? From she get out, I guess the friend was recording it, took the phone off in the corner, doing whatever, yeah. It come like she didn't even do it for the experience, far, right? And that goes back to the argument we said before. As a society, we're moving away from doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff, yeah. For the genuine sake of doing stuff and enjoying stuff, enjoying the moment. It's an unhealthy, sick society where we can't enjoy moments. Everything is done with the purpose of how much attention can it get. You know? So I had to throw that in still, because I don't know. But we give thanks for everyone listening. If you do go down to Jamaica, far right, don't lock yourself in the hotel. Go about, go some little places, interact, hold a vibe. Do remember, look out for new album coming from Artarshi, aka the Dread, Professor Farai. look out for some reasons from Professor Farai on I Never Knew TV in regards to how to navigate and understand the internet better, right? So look out for that. Also, the EP is in the description for the Breaker and Disrupting the Status Quo. Links to the EP, links to the music videos. Make sure you visit ineverknewtv.com website is revamped, right? More user-friendly, more navigatable. That's a word. And that's pretty much it. Some new reasons this week. So make sure you tune into that. And we truly appreciate the support we've been getting from those. Look how them kill the Donkey Marty. Just because them want for break the land and free the money. But just the moon bag get killed. Even though we never did, I do no wrong still. Escaping by the night. I've got to leave this site. Leaving out a room. You know me want.